Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Let's get started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I am Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie.
And I'm Steve.
And Diablo was supposed to jump in here as a repeat guest, but you know, sometimes the guests don't show up. Maybe he shows, maybe he doesn't. If he does, we'll pop on in. Welcome again, if you're a frequent listener. Yep, we're on the front porch this time. I don't think we have ears in any rooms to discuss. This is a lifestyle podcast. Some of us are active, some of us are semi-active, and some of us are retired. You'll figure it out when you listen to us. If it's your first time, if it is your first time and you want to, we refer to a podcast from before, the easiest place to find it is on the website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. It's all smashed in together. You got to spell monogamy correctly. We always start out with, we try to start out with news, song, or word. And I have a song that I want to talk about, but I know that Steve has a word. So let's start with the word.
Well, I have a couple, and the one I'm going to share, every time I see it, I still laugh to this day. And I'm probably going to get kink shame for this, but that's okay, right? Because we don't do kink shaming. So The word of the day is the Adele, as in the singer, the Adele.
I had the same one.
No. So I recuse myself from guessing what it is.
The Adele. Okay.
Yep. The Adele.
I'll help you on the punchline, though.
So if I'm guessing.
A title to a song?
I'm thinking it's a heavier woman that once you get to know her, she's damn fine. Because that's how I think of Adele. But, you know, What do you think, Barbie?
I'm at a complete loss, 100%. But your description makes the most sense to me. It does. I mean, now that you've said that, that's what's sticking.
Right. Oh. She looks like
she's fine. To me, she was beautiful. She's beautiful. Period.
She's big and beautiful and fun and fuckable.
Smoking.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Here we go.
The Adele
is when you put one finger in her pussy and one up her ass and can feel each finger through the little wall separating them, and you say
hello from the other side.
That's why I wondered, is the title of her song? But that's a lot, the Adele, huh?
Jake can't even talk.
The Adele. Well, we gotta remember that one.
Before I do the song, I'm gonna have to look it up on so give me some time. Because I had it pulled up and I didn't print it off, and it, because I'm recording it won't let me look up the words. But I would like for somebody else to talk about news for a second while I pull this up.
So, I get your news.
Good.
Okay. I get your news. I thought I screenshotted it, but just give me a second. We may have to edit out the awkward gap here.
Meh. How we like awkward gaps.
And if you got yours, I've been trying to kind of pull it up. Oh, it was epic. It was epic. Where did she send it to me?
So let me talk about the song.
Oh,
so this okay. was
go
so
ahead, do your song.
So yesterday, we ended up our nice, comfortable, good rule of six met last night. It was supposed to be the rule of four, and then the other couple said, "Hey, we're in town. Let's come on over," and they joined us. And so it ended up being great. It was the rule of six, and so it was Kyle and Lola and the other couple, and we had a great time. And we were playing, and I had taken Beauregard's advice, and I had made. Not only have do I have a massage list, but I have a let's play list, which has the when you're getting down and dirty. So I switched it over to let's play list. And this song came on. And the song is Despacito. Okay. And so great song to fuck to. And it's been around for 5 years. And Lola says to me, "Have you ever looked up the English translation to this song?" And she said, "'Cause it is nasty. It is dirty, nasty, great." So I looked up the English words to this song. It's been around for 5 years. It's Fonzie and Daddy Yankee. So it's it starts out and it says, hey, yeah. You know, I've spent a lot of time looking at you. I must dance with you today. I saw your gaze was calling me. Show me the way that I will go. And then it says, "You are the magnet and I'm the metal. I'm getting closer and forming a plan. Just thinking about it accelerates my pulse. Now I'm already liking it more than usual. All of my senses are asking for more. We must take this slowly." And the chorus is, "Slowly, I want to breathe in your neck slowly. Let me whisper things into your ear so that you remember it. If you're not with me, slowly, I want to undress you with kisses slowly to sign the walls of your labyrinth and to make a manuscript of your body." Okay. To sign your pussy. Okay. Basically. And then it's says, "I want to see your hair dance and I want to be your rhythm. Show my mouth, your favorite places. Let me trespass your danger zones until I make you scream and you forget your last name." Okay.
Whoa.
So yeah. Basically, I want to fuck you until you forget your last name. Okay. And then it goes on and I won't read the rest of it. But y'all, if you want to, this is great. There's a couple of different versions out there that translate it. And some of them are the dirtier way that we would translate it, but Lola was talking about last night. Do you understand? He's basically saying, "I'm gonna fuck you until you forget your last name."
I should have put more energy into learning Spanish.
No kidding. Yeah.
And I
we've been left out.
That's one of the wonderful ones because you know, the little 11-year-old and 12-year-old girls, you know, were running around singing this song like Despacito.
Oh
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Probably Satan parents dancing with their kids to that song and the whole time.
Of course.
Yeah. Anyway.
That puts a new perspective on it.
Are we ready for some news? Is a little bit of different twist.
Bring on the news.
Stumbled across an article. Doesn't matter how credible. Bottom line is, right? Steve's picking up what I'm putting down. It is the best pussy list of 2025.
Oh.
Ooh, interesting.
So, like,
that's pretty subjective. But go ahead.
I'm gonna, I know we're gonna put it to if you go to getting out to parties or meet greets events, this is what you want to be out on the watch for. Here is your fuck it list.
Okay.
Number 10, not a fan of this one, and I'm gonna say that eventually our emails are gonna get out there and people are gonna hear this stuff and react. Look, I didn't make the list. Occasionally suicidal chicks. probably not going to find that at a swinger party.
No.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what, though?
I see crazy hotline.
You hit a crazy girl at a swinger party, you're going to love it. And let's just put that as number 10. Okay, number 9, though.
I know Steve is thinking Shaney. I know that you are thinking Shaney.
If you've been doing this long enough, we all know one.
Oh, yeah. All right. One? Yeah.
Number 9, yoga girls.
Oh, flexible, yeah. Baby.
Oh, I was thinking yoga. I was thinking yoga last night. Thank you, God, because like you guys forget and you just take my leg and throw it back, and I was in the happy baby position last night getting fucked, and I was like, I am so glad that I did my yoga for the last couple of weeks. Just saying.
That's right. That's
number
right.
Eight.
You got to stretch.
Yeah, that yoga girl can go. she can go multiple rounds. Number 8, girls with waist beads.
Oh.
They're walking around naked. They got a little waist bead belt. Yeah.
Okay.
Hone in on it. Yeah. Go for it.
I think it takes quite the waist to pull that off. Convert into anal beads.
Oh.
You know, like if we could just.
That's a lot of beads. It's a lot
of
beads.
Tied around and going in.
If the bead belt is long enough,
yeah,
it has a long enough tail.
Tuck it in.
You guys said you need to have a long tail. This is a new product for us. I'm thinking anal beads that are waist beads. They do two things, and then you can easily take them off at the party and use part of them for the anal beads. Why not?
We need to get that going. That's going to be a Beyond Monogamy exclusive product.
Yes. Yeah.
We can come up with a name.
So ask L. He'll have to ask her. Steve will have to ask her.
L, if they had a waist bead belt that turned into anal beads, would you wear one? Fuck yes, absolutely.
I'll always have a special place in my heart for her.
Roger says he'll always have a special place for you in his heart.
Okay.
Number 7.
Okay. And other places.
Post bachelor degree chicks.
Okay.
I don't know. Didn't make the list.
I'm a post-bachelor degree chick, so I'm
on too.
Okay.
We'll all be on board. We'll all be on board with number 6. Newly divorced.
Newly divorced.
Gets it out.
Seriously, both sexes. Yeah.
Right. Oh, 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have a lot of fun with that.
I can speak the women I've encountered. Post-divorce, they are either there for exactly the reason, talking to you just in their mind going, we can talk about this another time. This isn't, I didn't come here for good conversation. You know, in their mind, you could see it. They're doing that. Or
I just need to be fucked, and I need to be fucked in a way he never did.
Isn't this a
and I
just,
need to do the things, the I just dirty got things the, that I always wanted to do and I got made fun of for. Yeah.
I just got divorced. I came here with my friend. She said I'd have a good time. And I was like,
that's
all I need you to say. Right then I'm going, your friend was right. Let's go.
Yeah.
Well, and on a lower level, it's the girl that wasn't married but just went through a breakup pussy. I don't know if that's sorry if I jumped the gun on that, but I would put that almost in the same category.
It's the same.
Number 5, weirdo astrology queens.
Oh no, I'm out. No,
but you know what? They're out there. They are right. Thick.
They don't fuck right. I'm sorry. You know, the people that are all like, you have to have the right moons in order for us to be together. That's just bullshit.
They're wearing their crystal so that, you know, they can have a better orgasm.
Yeah, no.
I'm gonna make that rock glow, baby. Let's go.
Hey, now, if the astrology lady had her waist bead belt on. Yes.
Sure. And could do yoga. Okay.
Crystal beads. Yeah. Yoga.
Okay. Number four.
Okay. Unmedicated mentally ill babes.
Oh, no. No. None. No.
Those people will kill
run,
you.
Run.
They will kill you. They'll have a knife or a gun or something. Yeah. Oh, my God. Run.
And they are there. But you can sense it and run away.
You're going to assume a certain amount of risk on that one.
We met this one couple and we went out to dinner with them. And as we're walking in the parking lot to go back to the home, our home to play, she tells Fabio that she watched her mother get killed by somebody else with her high heel when she was 4 years old. And I just was like, are we really going to go back to play with this person? And Fabio's eyes were like, oh yeah, psycho chicks are great.
There is one that lives near us. And is so bad. I hit it once. She was married, and she's since separated, divorced, all that, and been on her own for a bit, and just still friends with her on Facebook. And I see her. And she posts, and she will remind you how batshit crazy she is. Mm-hmm. And Deal always look at me, and I'm just like, look how she'll post. And it'll always have a pretty sexy picture, and I'm like, she's lonely, can't you tell? A Deal be like, I give you as free run as I can, and I just trust me. No. this is bullshit. Anyway, moving on. Number three, this one will get you an acronym on the end of your signature. You can call yourself the legend if you close this one. Lesbians.
Oh, guys always want to do a
closeted
lesbian.
Bisexual lesbian.
Oh, duh, bullshit. That's a guy who wrote this thing. That is a totally guy.
That's just so common.
I have done a lesbian, and it was the worst sex I have ever had.
Yeah.
And I did her twice. Now, and I'm not bragging, but Janet and Barbie, the first time we had sex, she just laid there. I'm going, well, maybe I had an off night. So, okay. So the second time we did it, and again, nothing. I'm going, oh, I brought my A game tonight, and it's not me. At the time, didn't know she was a lesbian, but then she finds out she's a lesbian. You know, so
that's a fantasy versus reality thing.
I think
that's
so. In your head,
the fantasy is you want to do a lesbian. The reality is she has said she doesn't like dick. Okay. What? And then you have decided that your dick is going to somehow change that decision. That's the hubris that's involved there. It's just no. Okay, yeah, sorry, I got my graduate degree saying those big words.
But you're right. You're exactly right, because like I said, I had no idea she was a lesbian till after the fact. But it's not that they don't like dick, they don't like what it's attached to.
It's a sensation they don't like, they don't want, and you're right. It's what in their head it's not attached to. So for you to say you want to do a lesbian is like saying, I want to listen to polka music when I'm in New Orleans.
Right. Okay. Exactly. That's good. Polka music.
No, number two, I'm going to preface with saying I disagree with it up front. Again, I didn't make the list. It's just on there. I was looking at the ones with honorable mention, thinking about just subbing one in and dumping this one. But we'll hit on this. I'll give each of you like 10 seconds and we're done. Skinny women.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that. I can see that.
Some guys. There's guys that want to do skinny women. They're attracted to skinny women. Fine.
Yeah.
Then you better run from me, dude.
I like them a little thicker. I like some curves. It feels better on my hand. I love having things to grab onto. It is an absolute turn on. So,
but
like
there's
I said,
a reason why in profiles SLS, SDC does not have the term. You do not see the term, my wife is skinny.
Yeah.
Or she is skinny. No.
Right.
Number one.
But, okay, go ahead.
On the list. Mm-hmm. Need Mandingo to throw a drum roll in here. Married housewives.
Oh, yeah.
Bar none. Bar none, it's number one.
Yeah, Married Housewives is right, I would think.
I think it's honestly the majority of what you'll run into at swinger parties also.
Well, I just remember that's kind of how I transitioned to begin with. You know, I was in a marriage where I wasn't real happy, and I was always sexually charged, and the internet came around, and I found a new freedom, you know, and would meet people at a hotel and fuck and
because
no
if you're
strings attached.
If you're a married housewife, and I mean, the term housewife is, I think it's married, you've been with the guy for a while, you have eaten chicken and rice for dinner every night for the last 20 years, okay?
Yeah.
And so then when you do
so when somebody says, oh, you're sexy or you're pretty and or something,
that's that's steak, escargot, and, you know, a creme brulee. Let's go.
That's right.
Do it.
That's right. It was a great self-esteem booster. It was, I mean, all of it. Just you want sex, you know? You're still at that age, and you're still at that place in the game where this is fun, you know? No strings attached. Just fuck.
From a purely biological standpoint. The stress relief you get off of the dopamine dump.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a question for you. You said, I didn't write this list. Who wrote the list? What's your source?
I'm asking
GPT?
You. I honestly don't know. Not Chat GPT. Chat GPT would have done a much better job. D was doom scrolling and just came across something and screenshotted it.
Let's give you the AI assignment then. Ask ChatGPT or go in and ask Gronk this, you know, the unfiltered Gronk, and ask him for what is the top 10, you know, traits of the best pussy list. And see what happens.
I don't know if I'd use the word pussy.
Well, like I said, the unfiltered one, it'll take that. The AI is ready to take that. Yes, but we'll see. I'm asking Roger to do that next
time. All
right, there you go.
Right, because we've done profiles via ChatGPT, so let's try something else. Now, ChatGPT will eventually find our little podcast and be like, "Oh, you guys were talking about me, and you shouldn't."
It's
free.
I would love it if ChatGPT said, according to the podcast Beyond Monogamy, top 10.
Right.
Anyway, the honorable mentions are fairly entertaining. There's a couple of them that
Let's hear them.
And we kind of talked about this. Baby mamas who don't have their kids.
It's good. You know, that could go with the housewife thing, I think. I think it's the same. Like if a woman gets the opportunity to be away from her kids and has some freedom, it's the
100%.
Same. Yeah.
Chicks with those weird tapestries hanging in their rooms.
That goes with the crystal people and the astrology people.
I'm sorry. If you go to my room, you see that painting that we made.
You resemble that.
They threw paint all over me, so I have a weird tapestry, and so I would technically count, because if you see that weird painting and realize this was because a bunch of people at a swingers party threw paint on me, and then we smashed it against the tapestry. That's where I am.
This next one, I'm pretty sure I've checked this box. This is probably the one that I'm on the hunt for this year. Lawyers with drinking problems.
I can't tell you how many of those I've fucked. I cannot even. I could make an alphabetical list of how many lawyers I've fucked with drinking problems.
I won't say that's a predominantly male profession, but it's more than 50% male.
Oh, yeah.
But there's enough women out there.
A bunch of them.
The job itself can be stressful. I think the odds are in my favor of finding this.
Oh yeah, piece of cake. Piece of cake.
Oh yeah, that one's that one's true. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what this one is. Chicks who always need a retwist. Let me Google.
What does retwist mean?
I'm gonna Google that. And then girls who work nightlife jobs. That's the last one with honorable mention.
The only way to fuck them is in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's what makes it fun.
Or if you, I mean,
before you get tired.
I think if you can catch them in the morning and they're still all wound up from work. I mean, I think, and they know they're going to sleep really good after a
then
solid
maybe it's
romp.
A 4 a.m. fuck or it's a 4 in the afternoon fuck.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Or both, right? You do her when she gets home from work and then and get her all to sleep. And then when she wakes up.
Oh, you know, I would be, that's on my fuck it list for life. Because I get up at 4 a.m. and I go to the gym. And I'd skip the gym and go by and just slam the hell out of somebody. And then if I got a text again at around 2:30, like, hey, got time to swing by on your way home? You got any left in you?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I want to
check that.
I want to check that box sometime in my life. I probably checked that box about 100 times.
Uh-huh.
In D, but does that count?
Well,
does that count?
And that's home base. So fucking around on home base, it's okay. It counts, you know? So it's incest was what I call it, but it's
incest.
I don't want to take any credit. I don't want to take any credit away from her because it was great. But no, I gotta
But that's the kind of sass.
I gotta
that
hit it on the way to work and on the way home.
That kind of sass is great. Yeah. If you get somebody who's open minded enough. Now, you were not here. Are you done? Sorry, because I have other things to talk about.
Go ahead. I'm Googling chicks with a retwist.
Okay. We got to figure out what retwist is.
So you were not here last time because you had to take your beautiful, wonderful, loving, dick grabbing, shove this in her pussy wife, Dee.
Throating.
Right.
The queen.
To her birthday dinner, and so you missed our recording. I have been behind because work has been kind of crazy, and so I have not even we have not processed that recording for you to listen to, so I did give you a quick rundown on what happened the last episode. Mm-hmm. The title of the last episode is Grecian glue stick. Okay. That was the word. So you got a guess as to what Grecian glue stick is?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Introducing Coconut Slickums, the ultimate personal lubricant that brings a touch of tropical paradise to your most adventurous sex party moments. Made from 100% pure coconut oil, Coconut Slickums offers a silky smooth glide that's as natural as a unicorn breeze practicing the rule of six or DP. No more worrying about synthetic ingredients or greasy residues. Just a luscious moisturizing experience that feels as good as it sounds. Perfect for enhancing intimacy or just adding a bit of luxurious fun to your day. So go ahead, indulge in the tropical treat your skin deserves with Coconut Slickums. Because when it's this smooth, it's always a perfect day at the meet and greet. To learn more, visit beyondmonogamypodcast.com.
Let's get back to hearing from the guilty.
I can't think of the front side of it, but it's when you didn't clean up after sex and you get home and your dick stuck to your leg.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's a glue and it sticks.
More for this, for the guesses than for the actual meanings of the word. Steve, you want to hit the meaning of Grecian glue stick for us?
Sure. The Grecian glue stick. When you're fucking a woman, you come out and you come on her face and you're become glues her eyes shut, basically.
Yeah. You come on her eyes.
Yeah, come on her eyes and you glue her eyes shut.
I'm like Barbie. It's a glue stick. You used it as a glue stick.
Face painting. Oh wait, glue stick. It's turned into compact paint.
Well, first of all, I can't believe it has a name, and I can't believe that it's a thing that people actually like do that deliberately.
No, that's the hockey part.
I mean, I've had it happen.
It's a derivative of bukkake party,
yeah.
Right?
Well, no, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, and it doesn't have to be intentional at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Then
yeah.
Oh, it is the reason why Steve got goggles and Fabio got goggles, and I would totally get goggles because that's not I love the taste of cum. Okay, but you know, in my eyes, I'm like, oh please God, aim a little better. No.
Yeah.
Free spackling for aiming for my mouth and not my eyes.
Yeah.
Or spackling. Well, okay, and
then your makeup runs. It's just. Yeah.
Well, and I don't know for a fact, but Elle has said that it burns when it gets in your eyes.
Right. It does.
Okay.
So it's not.
I mean, if it tastes salty, there's a little salt in it. It's going to burn.
That's why you should aim for my mouth and not my eyes. It's like just the gentlemanly thing to do. When you're swinging your dick around and spraying out the cum, hit the mouth, please.
Be polite.
Well,
aim for this area.
Okay, or the Janet, the next time that you get to see Beauregard, you tell him that you want him to come on your face or in your mouth and see what happens.
Okay.
Because it's just not going to hit your mouth. It's going to go everywhere. There's so much of it.
Elle took the last
one. Was all over. So.
Okay. And so that brings us back to something we've been talking about for the last couple of episodes, which is the Sexual Olympics. And what you missed, Roger, last time was that Barbie came up with the event of simultaneously coming with two dicks. So like a tug of war type thing of one and the other and trying to make them simultaneously come. And so I was playing at the party last night and I let them know that this was a topic and we discussed it and said whether or not the female version, the male female version could happen, because I know that Kyle's whole fetish is that he wants to have three women lined up on the edge of the bed and he just go from one to the other and make all three of them happy. And I said, can't we have a female version of trying to make the females come? It's a little bit more difficult, but trying to make them come simultaneously. And they said the same thing as, oh, that's going to be a really hard thing. And I said, but that's why it's the Olympics. Okay. Because this is not for amateurs to do. This is for somebody who knows how to make this happen and somebody who's really good with the G-spot and licking of the pussy. And, you know, so that was discussed. But they also came up with last night, so this is the secondhand thought from them, which is that we need to do something almost like the figure skating freeform competition where you have couples that come up with creative ways to do making each other come, and then the judges judge you on timing of the coming, but also on degree of difficulty, okay, and position, right?
And you have to throw in a twist. You know, you got to have some standards in there, like they do on the ice skating stuff. Or, you have to do one of those flips.
There are certain things you have to do. So you have to spend at least
20 seconds on the clit. You must spend.
Right. We can have it just like, you know, things that you have to do with diving competition. Like there has to be a pike that's involved in this, or there has to be a somersault that's involved in this. You can have some basics that have to happen, right? Like you have to change positions at least three times. Right. Yeah,
and you can't go over this amount of time. So if you do, you scratch. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. And so we can set that up.
And the woman is hooked up to electrodes, so we know it's not a fake one. It's the real deal. Okay. You have to work it.
Mm-hmm. My triple axle move will always be up against the wall.
Oh, I know.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Can you imagine how that could be an event? Woo! Which guy can hold this girl up?
You can have individual events like the up against the wall event, but then you could have the freestyle one, which is involving several of the events at one time, sticking it together and saying, you know, hey, it's your, how do you want to do this? I want to start out with her on the bed with her legs up on my shoulders. I want to suck her toe and then I want to grab her and take her over to the wall and fuck her there because that's Steve. Okay. And then, you know, it's that's eight out of 10 or nine out
of 10. Yeah, that's right. You'd 9.2.
You'd nearly need the ultimate sexual playground because you'd have to come, everybody have to come into it blind and just use their creativity. And, you know,
like they don't know what the obstacles are.
You can't just put a woman in a swing. I mean, that's things everybody can do, but you know, if you can get her in a swing and figure out a way to be off the ground yourself.
Oh yeah.
And then still come. You know, I'd think a degree of difficulty would definitely come in there.
Exactly. Yeah. So
you
want to
hold yourself up with your arms.
Yeah. And I'm all for this needs to be done in age groups. Okay.
Oh, because, absolutely.
Because you have different challenges at different ages so that you have,
and like I said,
you know, or you could also have the older woman, younger guy category older guy, younger woman category, right? Because there's certain things in there, right?
But I still want the Paralympics.
Older paired with younger, I think is a great one. I don't know what the parameters are on the younger, but let's call it inexperienced.
I mean,
if you got a younger, experienced one, that's just practically bringing a racehorse.
Well, that's true.
It's also,
but that's what you want in the Olympics.
It's on my bucket list to do a guy in a wheelchair. And it stems from I have a friend that he got hurt and when he was 18, rolled his car over and is in a wheelchair. He and I have flirted for the last 20 years. And I know he can do it because he's got three children and he's happily married. I don't know if he's in the lifestyle or not, but I would so do him. Because just to see once to do somebody in a wheelchair, just to see how that feels would be fun. And just to see the look on their face, because he's had, he does have sex and he does feel the coming. But to be in total control of a guy that's sitting in the wheelchair, yep, I'm all in.
I was like, I've got a fucking wheelchair in the garage. We can do this.
Doesn't count when you can move up.
Not the same.
It's not role playing.
Strap you down.
Not the same. Oh,
I've got a fucking wheelchair in the garage. What's that really meant as a fucking wheelchair? Do you use it with Dean?
It's the only reason why I'm saving it. No, we haven't used it. Just yet. I think the equivalent. Like I could not compete with the simultaneous what you're talking about. I could not compete.
Synchronized coming.
Trying to make two women squirt. I am just some kind of left hand retarded. A girl's not gonna lay there and let it happen. It's so bad. However, I feel. Be competitive if you had three women lined up and it was a timed event to make each of them and projectile squirt.
That was also what was said that we should do that. That was brought up last that we should do something like that. A little bit less difficult, but to go from one to the other to time it to see who could come. Or they said the event could be not to come. how do you, and I said, it doesn't work for a guy because he can take a shot and that shot will make him not come for 4 hours. So we'd have to drug test and make sure that they're not using Viagra or the shot. But it's how long can you go without coming while somebody's teasing you and fucking you and doing all those things? Because I'd say uncle in a minute.
Oh, I'd give right up.
You know, there used to be this show called Sports Science. And I mention it because I'll just tell this one thing. They did a ton of things on this show, but one of the things they did was the old saying, you know, if you play professional sports, like, don't have sex before the game, and that whole thing. And so they took a group of pro football players and, you know, divided them up and turned this into a complete science experiment. Half of them, they measured everyone's testosterone level out of the gate, and then had half of them abstain for 3 days prior to the game, and then had half of them just fuck their brains out at will, and then they pulled all their blood before the game, studied performance, and of course the guys who had fucked their brains out had testosterone level like mountains higher than the guys that abstained, and they concluded that was a complete myth. And
right. So Rocky should have fucked her the night before the event.
Yes, he should have. Yep. That's right.
100%.
He wanted it. He missed out.
But if we could pull this sports science idea into this Olympics, you know, I'd like to know who has the strongest thrust for one, and who has the highest RPMs.
For me, I would want to blood test a bunch of these guys before they got with the woman, and then have her fuck them a couple times and blood test them again and see which woman made the testosterone go up the highest.
Oh God, that's a lot of blood tests.
I know. This is my Olympics. I get to do it.
This is a medical sexual Olympics.
Right, a medical sexual stuff. So one of the other topics that you missed, Roger, and we got to, was what is the most unusual or different place that you have fucked? Okay, and I told the story about me and Fabio doing it in a National Museum's family bathroom. But that was one up to by Steve. So Steve, do you want to let Roger know your answer?
Was that the one down at Big Dick Donnie's? Right.
No. It was the with you and Elle where she made you stop at that one place and get out and fuck her.
Oh, yeah. a cemetery.
Oh yeah, that's right. Sex in the cemetery. Not sex in the city.
Okay, the Wednesday cemetery. Adams.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, do you have an answer for that one, or are you want to remain silent and think about it?
Me.
Yeah, yes. Where's the most unusual place that you have fucked somebody?
Most unusual, paired with probably a highest level of difficulty. When I met Dee and we were like just kind of horsing around getting together. I'm sorry, aka just fucking. Yeah. You know, kind of a. Just pillow talk. Yeah, where have you always went? She's like, I've always wanted to do it in a canoe.
Oh my God.
That's risky.
I'm like, I'm going to rent one. Let's go for a little boat ride. And we did. We paddled up into this, you know, just went paddled up into this little cove and got it on. And like the idea of it is really hot. Level of difficulty, nearly distracted from, I mean, you know.
Oh, that's great.
The crossbars for stability are great and they're functional until you try to fuck, and then they're in the way. like you're having to like slide under.
Did you wear
I'm having to slide jacket? Under it because I'm trying to lay down so she can squat down on top of it, and the whole time you're trying to keep it from tipping, and then
there are ribs on the bottom for support.
Right.
Way too.
That's uncomfortable as all hell. And then of course, with kind of any woman doing that, her leg's going to get a little tired and like, okay, well, here, let's try doggy style. You want to kill your knees? A canoe will do it.
Yeah.
You'll be walking funny for 2 days.
If we ever talk about a Kodak moment, that's what that is. It looks better in pictures just to say, hey.
That's because you know it's real because he's telling you this is really what happened. You know, it's not a bullshit fantasy.
I'm not fucking making it up.
The hottest thing ever.
Yeah, it's on that list of whole, it's a fantasy, not so great of a reality thing. So with that being said, and we should have done it 10 years ago because now the way we're both kind of sore, I don't know how we pull it off, but we've always wanted to do a smart car.
Oh, the little car?
Yeah, the little ass car.
Little spaces. I'm too old to do little spaces anymore.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a big ass bud.
Unless that seat can lay back enough. I mean, she's still fairly flexible, but I don't know.
I think it brings up another category for sexual Olympics, the regatta.
How small a space?
The regatta, like with sailboats and canoes, you can decide, or surfboard.
The dinghy.
Or an airplane bathroom.
The dinghy event.
I can post in spaces, but I was just thinking, they have, you know, the regattas where they have the canoe races and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Here's the event, the Johnny on the spot. Get a Johnny on the spot and do it in there.
Ew.
Come on. It'd be sterilized and everything, but still.
Run away. I don't care. Run away. That's not run away.
No, wait.
No, I'm sorry. If I'm with a guy that says I want to go in and do you in a porta potty, I am done with that guy.
Bye-bye.
Done. Like
bye-bye.
No.
You know.
That's deal breaker for me. Deal breaker.
If that's your kink,
I'm shaming you if that's your kink.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
This
not
is,
for me. I'm not helping you with that one.
This is so fucking funny that this was mentioned. I tell you guys, I'm writing jokes, and sometimes it's not like you can just sit down and write a story. Sometimes you just think of something stupid, and then you come back to it. And I've had this line in this list of things, and I've just there's just nowhere to go with it to make it a joke, and it's only three words. It's Blumpkins are nasty.
Blumpkins.
A blumpkin is when a girl gives a guy a blowjob while he's sitting on the toilet taking a shit.
Oh my!
No!
There's a king shame. No. That's a king shame.
That's a big one. I'm sorry.
I've got like nowhere to go with it. And I'm just like, well, should we put it on a t-shirt?
No, it shouldn't go anywhere. It shouldn't go anywhere.
It should go in the toilet and stay there.
Yeah. I
can't believe there's a word for it. Ew.
I will bring this back to something a little nicer. This does remind me of one of my favorite jokes to tell. And it's that there's this lady that lives next to two married couples living next to each other. The one lady loses her husband. The one guy loses his wife. In a couple of months ago, and the next door neighbor, she lost her husband like a week ago. She'd been married to him for 45 years. Okay. So he's out deciding that he's always wanted to take her on a date. And so he comes over and asks her, would you like to go out with me? I mean, we're both recently single. I'll be respectable. And he says, would you like to go fishing with me? And she says, sure. And he goes, okay, show up in my on Saturday and I'll take you fishing. So they get in the boat his little dinghy, and they are going up the river, and he comes to a fork in the river, and he wants to be gracious and give her the chance to say which way. So he says to her, up or down, and she stands up, takes off all of her clothes, and fucks him, fucks his brains out. And he is just thrilled, okay? He's like, well, that's pretty good for a first date, right? And so then, so they keep going on the river, and they come to the next fork in the road, and this time he's fork in the river, and he is basically kind of happy now, and he turns to her and says, now with a little bit of elation, up or down. And she stands up once again, takes off all of her clothes, and fucks him. God, this is the greatest. Why did I not know this lady was living next door to me? So he takes her back home for the day, and they're done fishing, takes her back home. And he says, would you like to do this again next weekend? And she says, sure. Okay. So the next weekend, he is anticipating all week that this is going to happen. All right. So she shows up, he's ready to go. He's like, oh, this is a great time. We're going to go fishing. And so they get out on the river. They come up to the first fork, and he turns to her and says, up or down. And she answers him back, up. And she doesn't do anything. She doesn't take her clothes off or anything else. Okay. So now he's like, I don't know what the hell is going on, because she's a completely different person than last week. And so they come up to the next fork, and he's like, well, maybe she's just decided this is a one-time deal. So he's like, with much anticipation, he says to her, up or down. And she just turns to him and says, down, and does nothing in addition. And so he finally, they're going along the river, and he stops the boat and says, I'm really curious about what happened between last week and this week. And he's like, why are you so different? And she goes, oh, she said, well, it's because I forgot my hearing aids last week, and I've got them in this week. And so last week I thought you said, fuck or drown. So you can put that in your routine, Roger.
That is
brilliant. Old person. That's a brilliant one. That's a good one.
That one, I had to be careful how I said this without saying it. That one is going to work with me.
Yeah.
That one.
Uh-huh. I know.
Yep. Yep.
The age where I'm really going to understand it. And the thing is,
well, that's true. Sad, but true.
I mean, I remember when I heard this when I was younger, I was like, yeah, but at least she was the kind of woman that fucked him. Okay. And then why did she come back the next week?
That's a good one.
She must have liked it. It was good sex. All right, you guys, I think I've taken this further. We're beyond time, but that's what happens when we're having a great conversation. For all of you flies on the wall who've lasted till the end, I hope you heard that joke. Roger has one more thing he'd like to say.
To close this out.
All right.
The honorable mention of a chick who always needs a retwist refers to people, likely women, who have locks, dreadlocks, and need to have them retwisted frequently to maintain desired hairstyle.
Oh, ew.
I just wanted to close it out on that one, just so we all know what we're talking
about. Yeah, that's not on the list for me.
That would need a retwist and a good piece of ass. Okay.
I mean, because the guys, for me, I don't care. It's not a race thing, because the white guys that have their hair in dreads, nope. I don't care. I don't care what your skin color
it's
is.
Dirty.
If your hair in dreads is dirty. Yeah. Dirty to me. Right. Nasty.
I don't like that.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'll do it quick, because I already mentioned it. Go to the website if you want to send us a note. An email, you want to tip Mandingo, please do so. He does this thing for free. We do have one more sex item that we're going to have to talk to him about the bees. The question is, I want you to think, I'm going to give you guys homework between now and the next episode. What are we naming the anal beads that go around your waist? So think about that. Don't tell me now, but think about it.
All right.
So yeah, we're all on the same page. We're talking about, you've got, like, let's just, for a number, let's just say you got 10 beads shoved in your ass. and it's coming out and going around your waist and tied up like all nice and hanging, right?
Not necessarily. What I was talking about was just a versatile waist belt that had like the 9 or 10, you know, maybe 6 or 7 nodules that are bigger, obviously, for anal beads. And then they have a longer string and they hook around your waist so that you can easily convert them from around your waist to take it off, lube it up, and stick it up your ass. That's where I was.
Oh, I thought you were going to be walking. Oh, I was connected.
Okay. Was connected. Well, we could have several styles. We could have several styles. Oh.
I'm almost thinking there's something like that already out there. But I'm going to find it.
We'll have to do it. So let's do our homework. Anyway.
Name the product.
We're closing out the show. Thank you for lasting as long as you have. For all of you flies on the wall, please come back. And I want you to hopefully, when after you listen to these great conversations and hear these jokes, I want you to come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.